think that this is important, as there are dialogues going in the legislature about how to transition, and so we believe that we should continue having this conversation. Thank you.
Thank you. Further testimony in support? In opposition?
Mr. Chairman and members, Brendan Tuig on behalf of EdVoice. We have been working with the author's office, and we sincerely appreciate that. But as of now, we do have an oppose unless amended position. We think that the savings realized from eliminating the second grade CST should be used to fund the diagnostic tests, so we can make sure that every second grade student is actually tested. And that parents can get that information to see where they're at, where their children, parents and teachers can see where the kids are at, so that if they need help, we can catch them up. We know that if kids aren't reading at grade level by third grade, they're 4 times more likely to drop out, and dropouts are 8 times more likely to spend time in state prison at a cost of $40,000 per year per person. So we appreciate the author's willingness to work with us, and we will continue to engage in that. But as of right now, we're opposed, unless amended. Thank you.
Thank you. Further testimony in opposition? Questions or comments from members? Senator Jackson.
I think I want to commend the author. I was wanting to move the bill as soon as I heard you say get rid of the testing in second grade. I have heard just some appalling reports about how this affects little kids. You know, they throw up all the night before. They don't want to go to school anymore. These are, what, 6-7-year-old children? I understand, however, the need to get a sense of how well our children are doing. So my question is, are you thinking of, or should we be thinking of, a method of, I think that there's diagnostics or assessment as compared to accountability, where we can do this where the kids don't even know they're being tested? I mean, you know, put them on one of their little computers and have them do something fun so that they don't realize they're being expected to perform, so that their teachers and their school gets a good rating. And it's just asking just an unrealistic, almost an obscene request of these little kids. So could you respond to that? What we can and what we should be doing, take away this darn test and just assess our children so we can help them rather than intimidate the heck out of them.
Those are very good points, Senator Jackson. I know Senator Hancock has been working on this for a very long time, as all of us have been, and yes, there are diagnostics available. We are all wanting to make sure that our kids are reading by third grade, and filling a bubble test is not the best way to determine that at second grade level. And so we are thinking not only with the recommendations that EdVoice has come forward with, because I think that's identifying a good diagnostic and then funding it from the savings that would be had if we don't do this, the traditional, the STAR assessment, and using those monies to fund the a diagnostic. So yes, we're on that track.
Further comments or questions?
Move the bill.
I'd just like to make one comment. Parts of this with the STAR testing I really like. The second grade elimination of testing in the past I have voted against, but I'm not going to vote against this. I think I'm going to wait and see. I absolutely acknowledge the concerns people have about testing second graders, and I absolutely concur about the need for diagnostic testing. Actually, much farther along, I think you have need to have a distinction between content testing and skill testing. And I've seen school districts, and we adopted it in the district I was in, where we did a diagnostic test, which was much simpler and much less expensive. They do exist, that we gave in the fall and then in the spring. So you not only can chart the students' progress, but the parents and can see the progress. The teacher can get the satisfaction that his or her students have gained something. So I think we really need to expand that. And I'd like to see it in terms of reading because it is so crucially important. We really need to do it at some point, even at the end of first grade, because if we don't capture those kids, and we haven't even talked about English language learners, which is another large subject that I think we need to do a better job at. We need to capture those kids really, really early. So I think you're on the right track here, and I just hope as this develops, we can address that.
Thank you.
The bill has been moved and is. All right, it's due pass to appropriations. Please call the roll.
Liu?
Aye.
Liu, aye. Weiland? Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Correa? Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Wessel?
Aye.
Wessel, aye. Huff? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. Six votes.
The bill has six votes. We'll leave the roll open.
Thank you very much, members.
No, all the bills are on call.
Just the calls now, right?
Yes, the calls.
Aren't we done?
Okay, members, let's lift the call on. Everything is on call.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start at the
number one.
Number one is SB 143 with Fuller. We have she took a amendment in the committee to go for another year rather than 2 years, and that we would work with the group of school districts through the budget process to see whether or not we could go for the, is it the budget, the year after the budget year?
The budget year.
Right. Okay. We'll call the roll, please.
Okay,
absent
you.
Members.
And the technical amendment.
And they should agree to take the technical amendment.
Does the chair support that?
Yes.
The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The vote is 4-0. The chair voting aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. You have 9 votes.
So the vote is 9.
It's out.
0. The bill is out. Item number 2, SB 247, absent members.
Okay, the motion is due pass to appropriations. The vote is 6-0, the chair voting aye. Weiland? Correa? Huff?
6-0. The bill is out. We'll close the roll. Item 3, SB 300, Hancock.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. The vote is 6-0. The chair voting aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Huff? Monning?
Aye.
Monning, aye. You have 8.
8-0. The bill is out. Item 6, SB 430, Wright.
The motion is due pass as amended to health. The chair, the vote is 5-0. The chair voting aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. You have 9 votes.
The vote is 9-0. That bill is out. Item 7, SB 505, Jackson.
The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The vote is 8-0. The chair voting aye. Huff? It's out. 8-0.
The bill is out. Item 8, SB 590, De Leon.
The motion is due pass as amended to appropriations. The vote is 5-1. The chair voting aye. Weiland?
No.
Weiland, no. Block?
Aye.
Block, aye. Correa?
Aye.
Correa, aye. That's it. 7-2.
The vote is 7-2. The bill is out. And the last. Is the De Leon bill?
Yes, it is. You voted aye on it.
Okay, the last bill is item 9, SB 696, Block.
The motion is do pass as amended to appropriations. The vote is 8-0. The chair voting aye. Huff?
Okay. 8-0. The bill is out. Thank you, members, very much. We'll see you next Wednesday.